USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress, and it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we could get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are taking advantage of the multiple ways to vote early in the general election and at an incredible pace.
A record number of Americans are taking advantage of opportunities to vote before Election Day. According to new numbers compiled by the U.S. Elections Project, nearly 21 million Americans have already cast their ballot, which is already 15% of the total votes cast in 2016. Experts say this could be the start of a record number of votes cast and the highest turnout percentage for a presidential election since 1908. The data shows that Democrats are outvoting Republicans at the moment, outpacing them by nearly 2-1, but those numbers are expected to even out as Republicans are expected to show up in bigger numbers on Election Day proper. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue accused of using a racist dog whistle when he mocked the name of his Democratic colleague and VP candidate Kamala Harris.
Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Democrats want an apology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
In baseball, if you miss, it's a strike or an error. In space, that's a really good thing. Two large pieces of orbital debris, a dead Soviet navigation satellite, and a used Chinese rocket body just missed each other high over the South Atlantic Ocean on Thursday evening. The California-based space tracking company LEO Labs informed the world ahead of time to the close approach, which occurred at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as the two vessels flew 616 miles above Earth just off the coast of Antarctica. New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has returned to the team after testing positive for coronavirus 2 weeks ago. CBS Sports' Pete Prisco weighs in.
I think he'll be fine. He's going to get the work in this week. Again, he seems to be 100%. He didn't have any symptoms, reportedly, and that's a good thing. And so I think he'll step back in there and do what he did. Now the offense has to adjust again. Remember, when he wasn't in there, they went to more of the old offense with Tom Brady style of offense. Now they got to go back to running the same Cam Newton offense that they were running before that, which is more run-based. Broncos are pretty good against the run, so it might be a nice give and take there. But I think Cam Newton will be fine. I don't think he's going to have any problems from the COVID this situation. I think he'll be healthy and ready to throw it around and run it around.
The 1-3 Broncos will travel to Foxborough and face the Patriots, 1 o'clock Eastern on CBS. The Patriots have won 7 of their last 10 meetings with Denver. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.